Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Tamara and Nigel presents...
Is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
Is this... anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hey, Mara, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'll run some stories by you. You break down all the information. You weigh out the pros and the cons, and you give us the verdict. Is the story anything or not?
Fair enough.
Is this anything? A Good Samaritan out of Oregon is getting praise after saving a grandmother from a house fire.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
He spotted the fire while taking a walk with his baby.
Yeah, his infant child with him.
He then got the child to safety and rescued Kai Brown from her burning house. The guy's name is Ronnie. Here he is talking about how it all went down.
Jumped out of the car and asked the neighbor to watch. The little guy went inside and found her bottom of the stairs, black all over her face from all the smoke. The upper level was completely black and dark, and lower level was pretty hazy as well. And she was sitting there and just put my arms underneath her armpits and dragged her to the front door.
Yeah, that guy's a hero for sure. Love these stories. Love these feel-good stories. And especially the fact that this guy was had his new baby with him. Stuck the baby with a stranger. Here, hold this. I got to go into a burning fire and save an old lady. That's pretty heroic. That's something we need more of. And if it wouldn't have been for him, who knows if the fire department would have got there in time to save that person. I don't know, man. Like, I'd like to think that I'd be able to do something like that. I'd you know, run into a burning building to save somebody, especially when I'm carrying my infant son or daughter. You would, wouldn't you?
I think I would. But, man, honestly, I'm thinking about that. Like, the hard part, and maybe we're glossing over this, is just handing your child off to a stranger. Because there's a lot of weird people in this world. Like, I would want to run into the building, but I don't trust this weirdo on the street to hold my baby while I do that.
Even bigger picture, I don't know what made me think of this, but I was getting on 65 South from 465 on the west side the other day, and that ramp that goes up, circles around, there was a guy on the side of the road, and he was trying to wave people down like he needed help or something like that. And, I was tempted to, I don't know if he needed a cell phone or obviously something was wrong. His car wouldn't start. He was trying to wave people down like I needed, but I didn't stop. I felt bad. I figured soon enough, somebody's going to call the police or somebody's going to get him some help. You know what I mean? But like, right. You never know anymore. I mean, you see, I've read stories. I think it's happened here in Central Indy where somebody pulled over to help what they thought was a stranded motorist and they ended up robbing and killing the person, I think.
Right. And that really sucks. Those are the stories we remember, because there are people who just need a little help, roadside assistance on the side of the road sometimes. Have you ever in your life picked up like a strange hitchhiker or anything?
No, but like there's been times like I remember during right in the height of COVID, I just got done with the dentist office and there's this gas station right now. You were allowed to go back to the dentist and I went and got my teeth clean, but it was still the height of COVID and I was getting some gas. This guy comes up to me and he's like, man, can I borrow, you know, $20? I need to get to Fort Wayne. And I'm like, here, man, I'll fill your entire gas tank up for you. That's fine. So I did it. And I went to shake his hand. And that was when you weren't allowed to shake people's hands. And this guy looked a little bit, you know, I don't want to say shady, but he looked rough. You know what I mean? And his car looked rough. And I shook his hand and he goes, all right, I'm going to go back inside to get some hand sanitizer. Thanks.
Did you fall for the oldest trick in the book, you sucker. Now this guy's insulting you, calling you a germ-filled, horrible person.
Right. I do remember, there was another time at another gas station where this dude got out of his car with his screaming baby, just had a really pained, awful look on his face. And he asked me if, you know, I could have some money or know where I could get some baby formula. Because I'm staying at a friend's house. I'm locked out of the house. My baby's crying. I go, man, I'll drive with you to Walmart down the road to get you some formula.
Okay.
And About halfway there, he pulled up next to me. He goes, "Hey, man, thanks. My friend just got back to me. He opened the door."
Okay.
So, okay. I don't know.
Man.
He goes, "Hey, my friend got back to me. It's okay. I'm going to go get my wallet." He claimed his wallet was locked in his friend's house.
And then magically.
But the baby thing. And he had a really just distressed look on his face. I felt so bad for him.
It just feels like all of these things are scams, though. It really does. Like, I'm so cynical that I feel like he's using his baby as a prop.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he would have. The look on his face, though, was something different. Like, the guys, I fell for it. I didn't know the guys in the parking lots playing the violin and asking for money were scams.
Yeah.
There was one in next to Kroger there in Boone Village that I thought, man, that is so cool. I had Connor go up and give him, my 11-year-old, go and put a dollar in his thing. And I didn't know those were actually scams. They're not really playing the violin.
No.
It looks like they're playing the violin.
Yeah, it's total Milli Vanilli. They've got like music coming out of like another area.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's about the extent of my, you know, helping out the stranger.
If anybody listening has a awesome hitchhiker experience, if you've ever picked up a hitchhiker and you've got a story, or somebody that was trying to pull a scam and you've got a story, I'd love to hear it. You know, I know we've got other things going on right now, but hit us up on social media at Hammer and Nigel, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
But you know what? The thing is, Hammer, back to the guy on the side of the road the other day I saw was trying to wave down somebody traffic for help. Eventually, somebody, like Hoosier Helpers is a thing where, and Matt Bear can maybe speak to this a little bit. They have cameras all over the place on the interstate because it happened to us one time. We broke down on the interstate right when we had our newborn, and we didn't have to call anybody. We didn't know what we were doing, and then the Hoosier Helper saw us on the traffic cam.
Right.
They saw us and pulled up behind us and was able to get us a tow.
And listen, if your car's ever screwed up, the experts in roadside assistance are AAA. I've got a AAA membership.
Well, sure, yeah.
Now, obviously, we are partners with AAA, but I use that product.
I do, too. I use it again. My battery died. It was dead.
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 Battery is dead.
And they were at my house in 45 minutes to swipe it out.
Love AAA, and I love that new My Pit Crew feature they've got to where I can just sit there, and they'll bring the tire to me and do all the work.
New tires, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit at a tire shop.
It's a Hammer and Nigel show.